let's review. Rav Chisda says, Get shekisavi shalei lishma, mehever lav kulmois lishma, banu lamachlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. A get that was first written shalei lishma, not specifically for this woman, but then the sefer, the scribe, wrote over the letters lishma. Whether this get is kosher or not depends on the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham in the following case. Harei shayitzarch lichde bes Hashem. V'niskaman lichde Yehuda, v'tov lohitl boidalas. A sefer who was at the point where he needed to write the name of Hashem, thought that he needed to write Yehuda, and mistakenly omitted the letter Dalet, leaving him with the properly spelled name of Hashem. However, the problem is it was not written with the proper kavana as required, L'shem Kedushas Hashem, with the intention of writing the holy name of Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mavr lav kulmes umekatshe. He writes over it with the proper kavana, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ksav Elyon, the second writing, is considered a ksiva. The Chacham say, In Hashem in Amuvcher, this shame is not valid, because the Chacham hold that the Ksav Elyon is not considered a ksiva. Similarly, says Rav Chisda, regarding a get, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the get is kasher because the Ksav Elyon is considered a ksiva, and the get is now lishma. While the Chacham hold the get is pasul, because the Ksav Elyon is not considered a ksiva, and the get is still shalei lishma. Rav Acham Yaakov disagrees, and says perhaps both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham agree that the get is kasher. However, ad kan lo kamer rabban hasam de beina ze kelevan veyu veleka. It's only regarding a sefer Torah that the ksav elyon is not a ksiva because it's an inferior writing, and there's a mitzvah to make a sefer Torah, and every mitzvah is beautiful. However, regarding a get, it is a ksiva because there is no mitzvah to enhance a get. The Gemara continues with additional halachas of writing a get and cites a brisa. Rabbi Eimer, kesave al isur hanokasher. A get that is written on material whose benefits are prohibited is kasher. Although the pasuk states, v'chasav la sefer krisas v'nasim b'yada, and the word nesina generally means giving something of value, and the isur hanoah has no value. However, in this case, nesinas geti, the word nesina only means the physical transfer of the get from husband to wife. The Gemara cites another brisa, v'chasav v'loy chakak. A get whose words were engraved into wood is possible because the pasuk states, V'chasav la sefer krisas, and chakike is not considered kesiva. The Gemara, however, questions this from a brisa, which states, Eved sheyatza b'ksav shagabe tavlu upinkas, yatza l'cheres. A servant who was given a shtar shichur, whose letters were engraved into a board, is free. Apparently, chakike is considered a kesiva, and if so, why is the get possible? The Gemara answers that indeed get isha and shtar shichur have the same halachas. However, the two brises are discussing different circumstances. Ha dechak teichais, ha dechak yureichais. It depends on the way the letters were engraved. The brisa which says that chakak is possible refers to a case of chak teichais. He cut around and within the letters so that the letters then automatically protrude from the wood. And as Rashi explains, this chakike is not considered kesiva because lefish leitzayir esalaisis. He did not create the actual letters. Whereas the brisa which says chakak is kasher refers to a case of chak yureichais. He engraved the actual letters into the wood, and this chakika is considered ksiva. Regarding the issue of engraving, the Gemara brings a brisa which discusses the tzitz, a gold plate the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, which had the words Kodesh Lashem engraved on it, about which the brisa says, Lahoyu kesavoy shekeya, ela boilet kedin rezov. The letters were not indented, but rather protruded from the gold plate as figures on a gold coin. After some discussion, the Gemara explains that the letters were engraved from the back, so that they protruded from the front. In this way, the letters are considered chak yureichais, not chak teichais, because they were directly created. The Gemara goes on to discuss several halachas regarding that a husband who gives a get must be makna, bequeath the complete get, including the material upon which it's written, to his wife. Harei zegitech v'haniyar shali, einu megureshes. If he gives her a get and says, the words are yours, but the paper remains mine. She's not divorced, because as Rashi explains, Kiven da haniyar shalai loy nosan la klum. The nimtzu oisis parches ba'aver. If he owns the paper, she did not receive anything, and the words have no place to rest on. However, amanas shetachzir li as haniyar harezu megureshes. If he says, here's your get on the condition that you return the paper to me, she is divorced, because matana amanas lahachzir shema matana. She owns the paper until it is returned. Kasav la get al tashal zav. If he gives her a get written on the gold plate, and he says to her, this is both your get and your ksuba payment, she is divorced, and she has received her ksuba payment, because as Rashi explains, v'nasan means even if it was not l'shem matana, as a gift, but l'shem peroin, as a payment. However, I amala in I loy loy, the tas is considered a ksuba payment only if he specifies that the tas is for both. Otherwise, the tas is not a ksuba payment, because avira de megiltahu, the entire tas, even the margins, are part of the get. By Yerome Bar Chama, hoy mechzakin be'evet shu shaloi, v'get kasuv al yadoi, v'harei yoytzim v'tachas yado mahu. In the case of a servant who was known to belong to the husband, and was later found in the wife's possession with a get written on his hand, do we say aknuyei akni la, she's divorced, because apparently her husband was makna the avatar, and she thereby acquired the get as well, or we say, hu minafshi ayil, she's not divorced, because the fact that the eved is now in her possession is no proof that he was given to her. Perhaps the eved went to her on his own, and she did not acquire the get. The Gemara proves that we say hu minafshi ayil from the halacha of hagoydrus ein len chazaka. A person cannot claim to own an animal from the mere fact that it's now in his possession, because it is possible that the animal belongs to someone else, but wandered into his property. By Rami Bachama, hu muchzakin mitav l'shishalah, the get kasabalau, in the case of a board that was known to belong to the wife, and was then in the husband's possession with a get written on it, do we say, he can divorce her with the tavla because apparently she was first makna the tavla to him, and he now owns the get, or we say, he cannot divorce her with this tavla because she does not know to be makna completely, because she knows that she will be getting it back soon, and she still owns the get. The Gemara concludes that Isha Yadu Laknuye, as we see in the later Mishnah, that Isha Keseves as Gita, a woman writes her own get, as Rashi there explains, Umaknasi Labal, Bechazer Moisilo Lagirishin. She is first makna the get to her husband, and he then returns it and is makna to her.